Welcome to Unleash Your Inner Contagiously Positive. I am your host, Lorianne Sheldrick, the Contagiously Positive Girl, and every single week I come here to help you make happiness your permanent default setting. I believe that your level of happiness is going to be one of the most life-altering things you choose to have every single day. And it isn't about choosing to be a perfect little happy robot. It is about choosing a happy life, regardless of what challenges you have to face. So choose happiness today and unleash your inner contagiously positive tomorrow. Let's begin. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome back to the Unleash Your Inner Contagiously Positive podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome. Today, we're talking about being mindful of our shadow self. This is a pretty big topic, so we're going to keep the lesson short as always and very powerful, and I am going to guide you and baby step your way into understanding your shadow self by being mindful of it. So I was just reading Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. And he describes, so the shadow self is your ego. It's the dark side of you, if you will. I hate to use the word dark, but it's just easy for us to use words like darkness and light to be able to describe the two parts of us, the things that keep us stuck versus the things that move us forward. So the shadow self are those parts of us that, you know, bring in the anger and bring in the hate and that turn us away from love. And it's the fear that turns us away from our purpose. And it's the judgments and it's the self-shame. It's all these parts of us that really keep us stuck in the dark places of our mind. And today I'm just talking about, we're just going to baby step our way into being mindful of your shadow self. And in the book, right in the introduction, he says, the first is that unless you know the basic mechanics behind the workings of the ego, I'm calling it your shadow self today, you won't recognize it and it will trick you into identifying with it again and again. This means it takes you over, an imposter pretending to be you. The second reason is that the act of recognition itself is one of the ways in which awakening happens. When you recognize the unconsciousness in you, that which makes the recognition possible is the arising consciousness, is awakening. You cannot fight against the ego and win, just as you cannot fight against darkness. The light of consciousness is all that is necessary. You are the light. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. In my 9-week self-guided course, Unleash Your Inner Contagiously Positive, I start the course by talking about our shadow self. And I describe mine and I describe how she works and I talk about all the things that she says and how she tries to hold me back and how she makes me think that she's keeping me safe and how, you know, as Eckhart Tolle was describing, it becomes an imposter and it becomes the voice that we listen to because it pretends to be you. And in fact, it is a part of us, but what I'm going to be talking about today is what I talk about in that course, which is I begin by talking about our shadow self because it's where so many of us are making our decisions from. The darkness, fear, instead of the light, which is love. And I want you to be able to make decisions and lead your life and awaken to your life's purpose, if you will, from a place of love, from your inner guide, which is what I call it in Unleash, not the darkness, not the fear, which I call the shadow self. And you've also heard it being called the ego. So there, that is just a very, very long introduction to our topic today, which is being mindful of your shadow self. So I talk about this all the time, and I've been being more open about it in season 3 of the Unleash podcast, how I hit rock bottom really hard in 1999. And I did this, and I hit my rock bottom, or rather, I made my way towards rock bottom because I was living my life entirely from my shadow self. It wasn't one thing that I did that made me hit rock bottom. It was year after year, day after day, month after month, hour after hour, living from, acting from, reacting from, and responding from, and making decisions from my shadow self, the darkness. And I can honestly, I can close my eyes right now. I can actually even do it with my eyes open. I remember every single part of that day, every single part of the moment, that moment. And I think when we have, there's certain moments in our lives where we remember everything vividly. And then there's other parts of our lives where it doesn't even, we can't even recall the memory. And it's because there's pivotal moments that our brain just holds onto because it says, remember this moment so that you can either reenact it again and live from this place of joy, or remember this moment so that you never feel that pain again. And for me, it was the pain. I keep it in my mind because I want to remember, I want to be reminded to never go down that path again. I see every moment. I remember the smells. I remember the cold feeling of the floor that I was crying on. I remember all the thoughts that were going through my mind. I remember every feeling that I was feeling, and it's all so vivid. It's just right there at the front of my mind. And in that day, I remember this moment, I didn't want to get up, and it really took every physical ounce of energy, even though I was in emotional pain and emotionally bankrupt, it took every single ounce of physical energy I had to get up and to reach out to someone and take that first act to say, I'm not okay, will you help me? And in that moment of that darkness that I was feeling, where my shadow self was in full control, I felt myself surrender. I felt myself just stop. I felt myself stop the resistance. I felt myself just surrender to my pain and surrender to all the thoughts that I was having and just surrender to, there's got to be a better way. I just surrendered to it. And this lightness came over me. Still was feeling all the other feelings as well, but this lightness overcame me. This hope overcame me. And that is what gave me the strength to get up. And what happened was when I stopped resisting, it allowed my inner guide, the light within me, to begin to shine through, because I wasn't just listening to, responding to my shadow self. I allowed the hope that there had to be a better way, which is the light, to shine through. And you just need a little sliver, you just need a little crack for the light to come through, to shine through. So what we resist persists. If you've been listening to this season, I've been talking about that a lot, because I really want us to just walk through life open. Walk through life open to all of the emotions that we feel as human beings, and to walk through it without resisting it, and to be able to just go through our day saying, well, that frustrated me, but I'm not going to take up permanent residence in that frustration. Instead, I'm going to pivot over here and come back to love, if you will, right? Like, so we stop resisting because what we resist persists. And instead of resisting, and instead of it persisting, we walk with our shadow. We walk with it. We just become very aware, very mindful that we all have a shadow self. We all have a shadow self. It's the yin to our yang. It's the sadness to our joy. It's the impatience to our patient. It's the hate to our love. It's the negative thoughts and the negative beliefs to our positive thoughts and supportive and loving beliefs. And really, it's the darkness to our light. It's the shadow self to our inner guide. You really, as humans, I believe, just as this human experience, I don't think we can know one without the other. I think it is, as I really study this and learn it and practice it, the day that we just became human beings and we were born, we instantly just had the yin to our yang, the darkness to our light, and you cannot know one without the other. And we're designed as human beings to experience the entire human scale of emotions. I don't know how we ended up with this belief that we're never supposed to experience sadness or frustration or anger again, or suffering even. All of those are going to be a part of the human experience, but what we need to do is feel those things. But even though we feel them, we don't want to take up permanent residence there. We want to be able to walk through it and walk through it with ease and know that there's hope and know that there's all these beautiful things on the other side of that darkness. So of course we want to spend most of our time in the light, but we have to also be honest. We're going to feel sadness. We're going to think negative thoughts. We're going to have bad days. We're going to have moments of impatience, and we're going to feel loss, and we're going to feel frustration. And by resisting this is actually where the problems arise. We resist it, and the problem with resisting it is that the more we fight to resist what are just natural emotions, the more it actually persists, and it persists by holding us so deeply in the dark corners of our mind that we are not experiencing the other side of the things because we have taken up permanent residence in the darkness. So we're not experiencing the light, the joy, the excitement, the magic, the magical light that is life. It's both of them exist. Both of them exist. So your physical shadow doesn't appear without there being a bright sun. So you're walking down the street and the sun is shining, and all of a sudden you see this distorted shadow of yourself as you walk. I mean, you see that all the time. And when you were a kid, you used to make shadow puppets on the wall with your hand. You couldn't have done that without a light, right? Your spiritual shadow is the exact same. And all that means is you would not have darkness had you never known the light, and vice versa. The darkness needs the light needs the darkness. They work together with each other. Every single day, the sun sets and it becomes dark. And the next day, guess what happens? The sun rises and we have light again. The same is true to our spiritual being, to just our being, to just living. You're going to have a day of suffering, but I promise you, as you feel it and heal it and move on from it, instead of resisting it, you're going to end up waking up the next day and the sun's up. You feel the joy. You can still feel the suffering and feel the joy at the same time. You can still feel gratitude. You can still feel love for all these things, even during those dark moments. So lately, my shadow self has been feeling really impatient about something. I really want something so bad with my business, and my business is such a big part of my life that, you know, it's really tough for me sometimes to be patient and to trust, even though I know that I need to do that. I tend to turn to the fear at times because it's not happening on my timetable. But what happens when I become impatient and I allow that impatience to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow with my negative thoughts and my negative beliefs, it turns to fear, and that fear tells me you have two choices. You can either fight or flight. And I don't want either. I don't want to fight, and I don't want to run from what I want either. I don't want to fight for what I want by, you know, hustling and burning myself out and manipulation, and I don't want to run from it because I really want it. So I want neither of those things. So what I do instead is I just understand that that's my shadow self, and I practice choosing the third option, which is surrender. And I've surrendered many times in my life, and it's always worked for me. So I have to remember that as well. And I have to remember to surrender and to trust and to say, listen, fear, dear fear, hi, my not so BFF fear, I'm going to do this thing. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to push or manipulate to have it happen my way. I feel you. I know you're there. I know you think you're keeping me safe, but I'm going to do this. So just come along with me and let me show you that there's nothing to be afraid of. So I'm not resisting it. I'm just allowing it to naturally flow through me so that I don't end up taking up permanent residence in Negativeville. I step fully into the dark parts of me, recognize that the fear is there, invite it to come along so that I can prove that there's nothing to be afraid of, and that's how my light shines through. So we don't want to get rid of fear. We need fear because there are things that fear does to in our life that fear is required to keep us perfectly safe. So we don't want it to leave our lives entirely. We need it to tell us when we're in true actual danger. But we also need to remind ourselves and program our brains that our purpose, our dreams, our desires are not to be feared. So we also need to invite fear along on our path towards our dreams, our desires, to our goals, so that we can show it that there's nothing to be afraid of, so that we can tell it, okay, rabid dog chasing you, that's something you want to be afraid of. Car coming towards you, that's something you want to be afraid of. Jumping out of an airplane and you don't have a parachute on, that's something to be afraid of. Following your dream, even though it seems really scary to do the things that are required, we don't need to be afraid. And if we are afraid, it's okay. It's only going to be scary for a moment. So come along with me and let me show you that I don't need to fight or flight through it. Okay. So really all of this is really just the first step to being at one with your shadow self is mindfulness. It's really just mindfulness. And I know this is such a big topic, and if you want more support, I encourage you to take the Unleash Journey, my digital course. It's my signature course. It's beautiful, and I dive deep into the shadow self in that course. But for today, while you listen to this, even whether you want to take the course or not, I'm going to give you just a few tools to help you to recognize your shadow self, and that's simply just to begin to pay attention to it. Because as you begin to see its triggers and how it appears and when it appears, you can start to question whether or not you're allowing it to make your decisions for you. So it's always going to be there with you, but you want to be making decisions from your light, not your fears. So for me being really impatient right now, and that impatience has been triggering some fears for me, I'm not making my decisions from that fearful place. I'm recognizing that it's there. I know that it's triggering me, but I'm still making decisions from my light, which is who I want to be, what I want to do, and what I want to have. I have this desire. It lights me up. It brings me joy. It's like so beautiful inside me. It's just this like magical thing inside me that I really want. So I make my decisions from that place while also feeling the other things that creep in because I want it so bad. The impatience comes up. It's normal. It's so normal. So I don't shame myself. I don't, go down the rabbit hole of saying like, you should know this by now. How are you letting impatience take over? What the hell? Like, haven't you have the tools in your toolbox? No, I just remind myself I'm a human being with a massive range of human emotions, and I make my next decision from the light, from my desire, from my goal, from my passion, from the thing that I want. So the shadow self also comes up for us in our thoughts. Everything begins with a thought. Everything begins with a thought. Think about that, right? Everything starts with our mind. So think about what you are resisting, what you're hiding, what you're trying to push aside because you're trying to think positive, but the positivity isn't working and you were feeling worse because you're trying to think positive and you're trying to resist and ignore the other thing that's going on because you were told that you have to think positive, and if you don't think positive, you're never going to manifest anything that you want. Right? Deep breath. This is what happens to our mind. So yes, positivity is important. Yes, it definitely feels a lot better to practice having a positive mindset, but that doesn't mean that you're never going to experience a negative emotion or thought again. So I just talked about being mindful of your shadow self, and I want to continue this conversation, but with a slightly different perspective to help you truly see how you can work with your darkness and with your light in unison together at like balanced scales, right? So when negative thoughts enter our mind, you know, let's say it's I'm not good enough, or that asshole just cut me off, what a jerk, how dare he, or why can't my coworker just do what I want her to do the first time I ask, and you're feeling the negative emotions bubble up, these are your little triggers. This is simply just your mind telling you it doesn't like what is happening. What should we do about it? Okay, so you had the thought. Everything begins with a thought. So just because you're thinking it doesn't mean you need to act on it. So if thinking a new thought of positivity and love isn't where you want to go, because it often isn't the place we want to go in our moment of frustration, you start by just accepting it for what it is, a thought. Everything begins with a thought. So you own it, and you own it by saying, huh, I'm thinking this right now. It isn't very positive, but that's okay. That's okay because I'm allowed to get pissed off at bad drivers. I'm allowed to get frustrated with my coworkers. I'm allowed to have moments of doubt because I'm a human being. And then you just continue to have this conversation of owning your shadow self by saying, having this conversation with yourself, even though I want to knock my coworker's head off right now, it's just a passing moment. I'm not going to act on it. I'm not going to take my frustration out on her in a negative way. Instead, I'm going to take a breather until I can feel myself pivot out of these negative thoughts. So when you own it like this, when you own it and you just have these conversations with yourself by remembering that everything starts with a thought, instead of resisting it, thinking you should always be positive, you take the power away from it. You instantly diffuse it. It stays a thought, and by staying a thought, it doesn't take over your emotional body. Because once it takes over your emotional body, which just means that you feel it so deeply that you can't stop it from gaining more momentum, and now you're heading into the negative vortex, and you're really taking a risk by constantly staying there in that darkness, and now you're taking up permanent residence there. You don't want that. That's what happens when it takes over your emotional body. We don't want that. We want it to stay a thought. So what you want to do is to drive right through it. Remember, just because I'm thinking it doesn't mean I have to act on it. Just because I'm thinking it doesn't mean I have to act on it. That's where your power lies. Don't give your thoughts the power that is yours. So something that I'm practicing doing is observing my mind as a third party. And what I mean by that is simply telling yourself, my mind is thinking this rather than I am thinking this. So all of a sudden the power, you're thinking of your mind as a separate entity of you. It's not, it's a part of you. But as you practice this, it's just observing your mind as a third party so that you can take your power back. Because that's where your power lies, is by not acting on what our mind is saying. Just saying, my mind is thinking this. My mind is thinking this. I'm not. I don't need to act on it. My mind is thinking this. Just let it live there. And while you work through it, it'll eventually just go away once you pivot to other thoughts. Because trust me, new thoughts are going to come in and you're going to forget the thing that you were thinking about. So remember, a shadow doesn't exist without light. So the moment you just own what you were thinking, without shame, without self-judgment, without trying to resist it, because what we resist persists, you instantly disempower the thought. The darkness and the light are working together in unison. So I'm going to end there for today, because this is such a big topic, and I'm just going to continue on with these conversations moving forward in the next few podcasts. I highly recommend binging through the other through all of season three, because season three, this is what it's all about. It's about taking our power back. I'm really following a theme here with season three. So start with episode 77 and binge right to this episode, episode 83. And I promise you, you will just continue to put new tools in your toolbox and take the power back. And I want to end by saying this. When you're not okay, first, it's okay to not always be okay. And secondly, it's okay to reach out for help and to say, I need help. I can't do this alone. And there's no shame in that. I am here for you. I am here for you. Your friends are there for you. Know who your support system is so that when you're stuck in your shadow self and you can't seem to get that, open up that little crack of light, reach out and say, I'm not okay, because someone else might be able to create a little crack so the light can shine through for you. Trust me, it's not easy for me to oust myself when I'm walking through the darkness, but when I reach out for help, when I say I'm not okay, I remember that it's through the darkness where we continue to remember our light. I love you so much. I wish you the most amazing day. I'm holding so much space for your light. It is your true self, who you are. You are such a magical human being. You are so full of love. Whether you are in the darkness or in the light, you are perfect just the way you are. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you right back here in a couple weeks at the next podcast. Bye, everyone.